You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, everyone.
Welcome to our very first episode of Take a Bow. I'm Eli Tokash.
And I'm Sydney Lucas. And we are so excited to start this journey with you and give you all some weekly entertainment, especially during this time in quarantine.
Yes, we want to be able to give you all a new source of insightful yet fun entertainment between Sydney and I, as well as special guests that we bring on.
Please bear with us, as this is a bit of a learning experience for us, and we're just starting out.
We're so thankful to be teamed up with Broadway Podcast Network and can't wait to get this thing rolling.
Get ready to take a peek on what really happens behind the curtains. So, hey everyone, I'm Sydney Lucas. I was in Fun Home for 3 years on the Lab and the Off-Broadway run and the Broadway run, and I was also in an AMC TV show called The Sun. And once upon a time, when I was 11, I was nominated for a Tony Award, and I'm still reeling from that.
I'm Eli Tokash, and I was in Finding Neverland on Broadway, Pippin on Broadway, A Christmas Story at Madison Square Garden, Mary Poppins on tour, as well as the TV show Forever, John Glazer Loves Gear, and a few other things. I also was in the out-of-town tryout of Trevor the Musical, which is making its off-Broadway opening sometime soon after this crazy time in quarantine. So Sydney and I came together to form this podcast, and I've been listening to podcasts for a while, and one day I had messaged her. Well, I posted something on my Snapchat and was like, oh my gosh, like, I think something exciting is going to happen, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, like a very cryptic message, like, oh, exciting things are in the works.
Yeah. And so Sydney swiped up on it and was like, what's going on? And I was like, oh, I'm starting a podcast. And Sydney was like, ooh, that's like so cool. Like, I love podcasts and stuff like that. And I was like, wait, you like podcasts? So I was like, give me a second. And like 10 minutes later, I had talked to my parents and like called my manager and stuff and was like, what if I have Sydney Lucas be a co-host on the podcast? And everyone like was super excited about it. And so I called her and was like, hey, do you want to do this with me?
And of course, I was like, for sure, of course.
So here we are. We've been best friends since I was in A Christmas Story, which was about
probably seven years, would you say?
Yeah, 6 or 7 years ago. I was in A Christmas Story with her brother. We both shared the role of Ralphie, and she was in the, I believe, off-Broadway production.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, off-Broadway.
Yes. So, and then we happened to be in the same middle school together. And, you know, we just became closer and closer as the years went on. And here we are starting a podcast together.
Yep. There you go. That's pretty much the rundown of why we're here.
So the goal of Take a Bow will be just having a weekly hour episode of just talking about Broadway and entertainment and all things that can happen behind the scenes, as well as trying to get to where Sydney and I are in our careers, I guess.
And we'll be talking about our own experiences and cool behind the scenes stories, and we'll also be bringing on guests to talk about their own experiences. So that should be really fun, and we're really, really excited.
Yeah,
for it.
There's some crazy stories that are going to be told.
Oh yeah.
But we're very excited to share them. So Sydney, let's talk about your story and how you kind of got to Fun Home and what led to The Sun and Tony's and stuff like that.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so when I was about
For sure.
That's something that Eli says so much, and I've kind of picked it up. No, it's insane. He says it like every other sentence. So when I was about 4 or 5, I remember the first, for people who know Fun Home, my first Ring of Keys moment. And if you don't know that reference, I would suggest listening to the cast album of Fun Home. When I was 4 or 5, I would see kids in commercials and I would see kids in Broadway shows. And I just knew, I knew in my heart of hearts that that is what I wanted to do. And my older brother, Brock, he did community theater where we live. And I would always go and see his shows. And watching him just absolutely ignited a fire in me. And ever since then, I begged my mom. I was like, please, 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 can I do this? And obviously being like 4 years old, she was like, okay, let's just hold on, because it's probably like a phase. She's probably going to like, you know, grow out of and be into horses tomorrow or whatever. But 2 years by, I was still begging to do it. I still really, really wanted to do it. So when I was 6 years old, she started doing some research, and I auditioned for a manager along with my two older brothers, and we all got managers. And then we started going on auditions, one of which, my first audition for Fun Home, was when I was 8 years old. And yeah, I went in for the audition, and it was for not even the off-Broadway. It was for a developmental kind of lab of it. It was the first time the Fun Home was actually being stood up in front of an audience, and I got it. And that was quite the insane experience. What would happen is they would change like pages and pages and pages of the script in the morning, and then we would perform it at night. It was pretty insane, but it was so much fun. And then after that, they kind of carried me along to the off-Broadway run. They're like, we're going to Broadway. You're coming with us. I was like, awesome. And then the off-Broadway run is around the time that I met Eli. So I was around 9 or 10 then. And then I remember the moment Janine told me that it was coming to Broadway. I was singing at this benefit thing that Janine was at, and I was like, so is this thing going to Broadway? And she's like, oh yeah. And yeah, it almost, because I kind of like got carried along throughout the entire ride, a lot of the cast members were saying this. It was almost as if, you know, it wasn't like this like, oh, huge like Broadway debut. It was almost as if we had been on Broadway this entire time. But yeah, so we went to Broadway and it was very successful. And I got nominated for a Tony, crazily enough, when I was 11 years old. And that's still absolutely and utterly insane to me. And I have a lot of stories from the Tony days. And I finished my run in Fun Home on October 4th, 2015. And then about the next year, I got cast in AMC's The Sun with Pierce Brosnan. It's a really, really cool TV show. I would go and check it out. It's on Hulu. It's S-O-N, The Sun. And I did that for 2 years, and I had an absolute blast. And pretty much ever since I was 8, which was 8 years ago, that was half of my lifetime ago, I've just had a half of a lifetime of incredible, once-in-a-lifetime, insane experiences. And I'm ready to start a new journey with Eli, and I'm super excited for this podcast, and I'm super excited to see what it brings. That's my story.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Your story is like really interesting, and like it actually seems like...
I think your story is very, very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, my story wasn't meant to happen, but it did. I mean, it was meant to happen because like here we are, but...
It was like unpredictable. You would have never like guessed when you first started that this is where you would be now.
Right. Yeah, so my story, I'm not from New York and I'm from West Virginia, which is about 30 minutes west of Pittsburgh. And I played ice hockey on a traveling team where I was traveling to Canada and Buffalo and all of these like crazy places to be in tournaments and stuff like that. And on my way home from one of my tournaments, my sister was doing a show for the Pittsburgh CLO called Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. And what they did was, it was the national tour. And so on the national tour, they would find local kids to play the orphans. And so when they were in Pittsburgh, my sister had auditioned and saw this ad in the newspaper, and she always loved to sing. And we would do like SNL skits and like sing all the time at home. So we always knew that was kind of part of her. And then she ended up getting it. And I saw her on an opening night. We just made the show, and then my brother and I come back super sweaty because both of us were playing ice hockey. And we saw it, and at intermission, those lights went back up. And I looked at my mom, and I was like, I kind of want to try this. Like, this is kind of interesting. And my sister, during the process, absolutely fell in love. And even though it was like a week or two with the cast in Pittsburgh, she got like super close to a couple of the people. And so we asked some of the people that were doing it, how should we go about doing this? And they were like, well, get yourself into some local things. And they recommended the Pittsburgh CLO, which is where we ended up kind of doing summer camps at and doing classes and stuff like that there. Van Kaplan, who's a Broadway producer who produced like An American in Paris and stuff like that, we were able to meet him, and the principal of the CLO, Miss Patty, recommended me to audition for A Christmas Carol, which they do in Pittsburgh every year, because she saw me in the summer camp and was like, he needs to audition because he would be perfect. So I auditioned and I got it.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And I actually played it 3 years in a row. I mean, not for 3 years straight. It was a seasonal show, so I did play... Yeah, you get the gist. And I got to work with Joey Serafini, who was like a big deal in Pittsburgh, who was a kid who was my age, and he was kind of like my role model. And he's now in High School Musical, the musical, the series as Seb, but like plays Sharpay. So yeah, and then I was Tiny Tim in A Christmas Carol, and an agent in Pittsburgh saw me, and they were like, we want to represent you, like, we'll help you out and find new things for you. So I was doing voiceovers and stuff like that. And I eventually landed a short film called Anywhere But Here. So that I kind of like had with me, and my music director, Bruce Barnes, who from A Christmas Carol, told me to just go to New York and like, here are some addresses and agents' names that you should go check out. And it was around the winter time, and so the offices weren't even open except this one. And I was going around to offices, just sliding them under a door, this short film that I brought, just sliding them under doors, whether they were open or closed. And
gotta appreciate the hustle, man. I didn't even know. Crazy.
I mean, we didn't know any better. Like, people, like, looking back on this now, I'm like, this is absolutely insane, and like, I can't believe this like actually happened, because this is so abnormal. But it did. And so this agent saw this little DVD slide under the door and was like, you know what, I'm gonna give it a watch. And about 20 minutes later, we were at a pizza parlor, and we got the call saying, did you just slide this under my door? Because we left our phone number. And we were like, yeah, that was us. And they were like, can you come back real quick? Like, we want to see you. And so they saw me, they interviewed me, and like made me sing for them. And so a couple days later, we went back home to West Virginia. And when we went home, we received an audition for Mary Poppins, the national tour. And when I was doing that, I had to go back and forth from West Virginia to New York to audition, because we had to audition multiple times. And before my first audition, I actually saw Mary Poppins on Broadway, which was my first Broadway show, which is such a great first Broadway show. I'm so happy that it was.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And, yeah. So then I was in Mary Poppins, and then I met people and stuff like that, and then they were able to help me out and how to do the next steps and get a manager, blah, blah, blah. And then I got A Christmas Story, and then after A Christmas Story, I went from one thing to the other, and I got Pippin, and then during Pippin, I was doing labs and readings and Pippin in school, and I was also doing this TV show called Forever, and then after Pippin closed, Diane Paulus was like, come to Neverland, and then I was in Finding Neverland, and yeah, so it was craziness, and we just decided to stay because of how much we were working, and now my whole family is up here, and we're all five doing well, I guess.
That's very, like, one after another thing. Yeah. Once you finish something, you start another Broadway show.
Yeah, it was crazy. I'm very fortunate with how everything's played out thus far. It was upsetting, though, because, like, when I was in Pippin, I actually got the call to, like, do this movie that I actually had to turn down because I was in Pippin and we like couldn't figure it out and they wouldn't let me do both. So I turned it down, and then like it was almost, I don't know, kind of like here, like you missed this opportunity, but we're gonna give you something else, like something better almost.
Wait, was it that, are you allowed to say which movie?
To be honest, it was called something else, and I would have to ask, I would have to check out which one it is.
Oh, it's very popular, right?
Which one is it?
It's the one that you knew the song to, right?
Oh, no. It wasn't Greatest Showman.
No, it's not?
No. That was all during Finding Neverland.
I was about to say, if you turned that one down.
No. Oh my God, never. That was something that we'll get into later.
Alrighty. I have to ask, did you have any vocal training or acting training before you did Mary Poppins, or did you just like go straight from hockey into, yeah, let me start doing this and just have the incredible voice that you did and do have? First of all, Eli had an incredibly crazy high voice in middle school. We had to sing because it was a performing arts middle school, but he had a higher voice than every last person in the entire group. He just had the highest possible voice, and I remember saying, I can't even imagine Eli with a changed voice, but here he is with a change of voice.
Here we are.
But did you have any training?
I actually had none. And I still hadn't.
That is insane.
I didn't have anyone until Finding Neverland. In the middle of it, I was kind of like, I need to learn songs for these auditions because they're not sending me tracks. And like, I have to figure this out.
For sure.
And to be honest, like, I've just recently, through my changed voice, have actually had vocal lessons, because all my lessons until then were just to learn songs for auditions.
Right. I can't remember the first vocal lesson that I had. I think I was 7 when I had my first voice lesson. Shout out to Badeen Magaziner, who is one of the best vocal coaches out there. Yeah, I consistently went to acting lessons and vocal lessons, but it's very interesting, the two different perspectives of how you started off, just like, not, you know, you pretty much went straight from the, is it called an ice hockey court? What is it called? Rink?
Rink, yeah.
Called a rink, sorry.
You're good.
So you pretty much went straight from the rink to the stage.
Yeah.
Like without even any, you just skated over onto the stage and that's where you stayed.
Yeah, honestly, I miss it so much, and I like try to skate as much as I can, especially because like Bryant Park they have free skating and stuff like that. So I have my own skates and I can just like go over and start skating, and it's awesome. But I'm so happy with the decision I made, because like these past couple years have been absolutely incredible. I mean, it was rough because it brought me away from my family for a bit. They were still in West Virginia while I was in all these shows. And then actually a year and a half ago, I've been up in New York for about 6 years now. And about a year and a half ago, my family decided to move up, my mom and my siblings. So
wow.
I'm glad we're all together now.
Yeah, that's just kind of what part of the business. And like, for example, for A Christmas Story that you did with my brother Jake Lucas, who is in A Christmas Story and The King and I, while I was doing Off-Broadway Fun Home, my dad stayed with me here in New York and my mom went with my brother to go tour with A Christmas Story. So it definitely does take sacrifice from the entire family.
Yeah, for sure.
If you want to do this. Like, you can be separated for months at a time. When I did The Sun, I went with my mom to Austin, Texas for 6 months and I didn't see my brother or my dad for pretty much 6 months at a time.
You know, during A Christmas Story, Jake and I were able to work with Dan Loria.
Oh, yeah.
And he's been in several things and he was the dad in The Wonder Years. And he told me something that has stuck with me forever. He said, in this business, I'm trying to say this in a clean way. half butting it, I guess you could say.
Oh, yeah, like doing – yeah, not.
You have to go – if you want to do this, you have to go full force. It's going to take a village, and it's going to take a lot of sacrificing.
Yeah.
But honestly, like, you have – if you love it and that's what you want to do, then you have to go full out. Because otherwise,
sometimes it takes sacrifices.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes an unbelievable amount of hard work. Like, you'll work harder than you ever thought was possible of yourself, and you'll push yourself harder. But it's worth it. It is so unbelievably worth it if you love it.
Yeah. And that's kind of why we started this, because, you know, I was doing a lot of research on podcasts and there weren't many kid podcasts out there, especially on the topic of Broadway. And the topic of Broadway is completely different perspective between kids and adults. And we'll be able to...
100%.
Yeah, and we'll be able to kind of give you those two different perspectives on one podcast. So we're very excited about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about this in future episodes. But like, for example, one thing that a lot of people ask about, or a lot of people don't necessarily realize, is children have to balance school along with a full-time job. So yeah, we'll talk all about that in future episodes with our different guests.
Yeah, and keep in mind, like, not only like another job, but it's also we're still auditioning and we're doing other little jobs like commercials and little labs that we can do during the day. So it's kind of crazy. I mean, but also for adults, you know, they have to take care of themselves more as far as like their bodies and stuff like that. So it's very different, the things that the adults and the kids have to worry about. And it's kind of very interesting and fun to let you guys think about.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I also think you and I, Eli, that we have an interesting perspective just, you know, becoming adults right now. We are young adults right now.
And transitioning.
Exactly. So we can talk about the differences between, and, you know, we're not fully engrossed in the adult acting world, but we're almost there. We're pretty much, I mean, once we turn 18, it's going to be a different story, but we can speak on the experiences of kids and adults because it's all completely fresh in our minds because it just happened like yesterday.
Yeah, For sure. And we can also talk about the voice changing and going through all that phase as well, which is something that will hopefully benefit everyone.
Yeah. Currently, we are in the middle of a pandemic. And so Eli and I are recording this remotely. But this pandemic has really devastated the theater community. And some people have taken their last bows without even knowing it. There are some people who, in the theater community, they don't even know where their next meal is coming from or their next rent payment. And it's pretty crazy. And some shows are just closing.
Yeah, Beetlejuice announced that there will no longer have performances. So the entire cast didn't know they had their final bows. Our friend of ours who was in Fun Home with Sydney, Zell Silmaro, actually took his final bow in Harry Potter before he was supposed to, scheduled to, I guess you could say.
And Presley Ryan, who was also in Fun Home with me, also took her last bows in Beetlejuice.
Right. Yeah, I mean, this time has been very scary for a lot of people. There's been a lot of actors who have come out to having COVID and being COVID positive. And it's very inspiring to see how everyone has kind of reacted and come together during this community, in this Broadway community, as far as, you know, Broadway Podcast Network has been doing a lot of things with their live town halls and just being more interactive with people and giving them more content for people at home to keep up with all Broadway stuff. I just wanted to let you guys know a few of the actors who have come out as COVID positive. Denny Burstein, Brian Stokes Mitchell, Laura Bell Bundy, Max Clayton, Sarah Bareilles, Patty Murin. They've all had scares on top of many, many more. Especially, we want to give a special shout out to Nick Cordero. Mm. He was in Bronx Tale, Bullets Over Broadway, Waitress, Rock of Ages. He is currently unresponsive, and there's a big hashtag going out right now saying wake up Nick. If you want to follow along with that, you can follow his wife on Instagram at Amanda Klootz, AmandaKlootz.
She's been giving frequent updates, and it's just, I've been praying every day for Nick, so is my family.
Yeah, and they have a little baby too.
Yeah, they have a little bit. And I'd never even met Nick. But I mean, first of all, if one person in the Broadway community or the theater community is hurting, the entire Broadway community hurts. That's how close-knit we are.
For sure.
So please, please pray for Nick and his family.
Yeah, like Sydney said, I don't know Nick personally, but I have a lot of friends that know him, and I've heard all good things about him. So we're thinking about him, and our thoughts, our prayers are with him and his family.
Yeah.
So the Broadway community still doesn't have an exact time to fully open back up because we've postponed several times and we just don't want to give out more false information. But it seems like we will be back the first 2 weeks of June. So we're excited about that. And I've seen a lot of posts lately from friends in podcasts, even on the Broadway Podcast Network. It's true. They say whenever Broadway is shut down due to a crazy event, we've always come back better and we've always come back stronger and we've always come back together and with a new appreciation. And we're just reminded of why we do this, because we love it and we're able to help so many people. And it's been amazing to see how everyone has turned to the arts during this time in quarantine, because I mean, art inspires so many people and will give you new hope, and it'll help you clear your mind.
Absolutely. And it's also really beautiful to see, it's just another reminder of how close-knit the theater community is, from the fans to just absolutely everyone in the theater community is so close-knit, and we truly do have so much love and care for each other, and it doesn't even matter if we know each other or not.
Yeah, exactly.
So we'll make it through. We're strong, and we all have each other.
Yeah, well put.
Thanks.
Don't forget, though, I know we're in quarantine and Broadway is shut down, but there are still ways to watch Broadway from home on your couch and stuff like that.
Mm, yeah.
You know, you can watch it on PBS. There's a couple on Netflix, Amazon, Broadway HD. Bandstand actually did a thing that you could live stream it. And I think it was like a $7 charge or something. And all those proceeds went to the Actors Fund. So that was very cool. So keep an eye out for those. There's going to be a Disney sing-along on April 16th, which is tonight, but that will be after the podcast aired. So I hope everyone enjoyed that. And then you can look out. I mean, Jimmy Fallon's been doing his shows from home, which have been super cool and creative. SNL, I believe, is going to start doing that weekly. I believe they actually had their first episode last Saturday with Tom Hanks as their host. And it was actually...
First of all, genius choice of host.
It was absolutely incredible. I wish there was more of him, though, because he only did his monologue and then the rest was kind of all... the cast, but it was still...
I'll tell you what, though. It was one for the history books.
For sure.
I just kept thinking, wow, it is so insane. Everybody here, they're acting as their own directors and videographers and makeup and hair people, and they just came together and created something to make people laugh. It kind of blew me away. It really did.
For sure. I mean, everyone on my social media was going...
See, there's his for sure again.
Everyone on my social media was like, thank you, SNL, and we're so happy that you're doing this and stuff like that. So you can tell it actually had like a really big impact, because at this time, like, we could all use some laughs. And during this quarantine, they were actually able to make fun of it. So that's always hilarious.
Yeah.
And then there's other things. Global Citizen is having a concert from home on April 18th. Ben Platt, Leslie Odom Jr., Jennifer Hudson. There'll be some Broadway names on there, so you can check that out. John Krasinski has been doing a lot of videos. I think it's once a week, and it's his little fake news. But I mean, it's real news, but like fake news channel.
Right.
And it's called Some Good News. And on the news right now, we're not seeing the good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he's kind of shining a light on all the good and how everyone's coming together to support all the frontline workers and everything like that. And that's really something quite inspiring to see how everyone's coming together once again.
Absolutely. And also, isn't there a way via the Broadway Podcast Network, isn't there a way that people can donate to Broadway Cares, the Actors Fund?
Yes. Everyone, go check out the Broadway Podcast Network .com, or you can go to their Instagram page at Broadway Podcast Network. They'll have the link in their bio, and you can donate to the Actors Fund, and you can donate to Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS. So anything's helping. You don't have to donate, but if you do, it's very helpful, and it just shows how everyone is truly coming together during this time.
Every little contribution helps, seriously. If everyone chips in even a little bit, all of that will add up, and that will help people so much.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Hey.
Hey.
I know.
No, I love it. Never change.
I'll try.
Sorry. I'm going to tease Eli mercilessly.
Oh, for sure. There'll be a lot of teasing on the show.
For sure.
Especially when we have like guests on, because when there's guests on, there's going to be a lot of teasing and a lot of...
Oh, No, this is going to be the highlight of my life to tease Eli weekly. It truly is. I cannot wait. Hey.
Hey.
Okay.
We also wanted to thank Broadway Podcast Network for bringing us onto their network and helping us out and helping grow us. And we're excited to be on your team and on your family with all the other amazing podcasts on their network.
Yes. Thank you so much. We're so excited.
Guys, that's also another source of entertainment during this time in quarantine. If you want to listen to more podcasts, there's a bunch of podcasts on there. There's Broadwasted, A Broad's Way, which is about girls on Broadway, talking about Broadway. Josh Swallows Broadway with my dear friend Josh Lehman. Little Me with Mark Ciminelli from Broadway Workshop. Oh, The Hang with Ramin Karimloo. There's a bunch of great podcasts on there that you won't want to miss.
Definitely. Go check those out.
Yeah, special shout out to all you and all your work during this time. It's great. Oh, yeah,
and
also,
thank you for like welcoming us so warmly.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Oh, hey.
We love you.
There's also live town halls, is what they're calling it, that you can watch. So you can actually watch kind of a podcast, but it's also just going to be people hanging out and you can watch them Zoom and stuff like that. So that's always fun.
Oh, yeah.
And we want to thank our parents, obviously, for helping make this happen and, you know, support us in all the things we do.
And Tessie.
Oh, yes. And Tessie. Tessie's been a huge help.
And thank you to Jazz.
So Jazz is my sister's friend. They go to college together at Marymount Manhattan. And she's been helping us with our logo. And so the logo that you see for Take a Bow was actually designed and kind of, I mean, we helped out a little bit, but we just gave our feedback, but she designed the whole thing. And so we wanted to thank her very much on such an amazing and cool concept that you created for us.
Incredible job.
Yeah. Thank you so much for tuning into our first episode of Take a Bow.
We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did.
Before we end, Sid and I just want to say we hope you all are practicing social distancing and staying safe at home.
We would also like to take a moment to express our immense gratitude to all of the heroes, frontline workers, healthcare workers, and essential workers, making sure we still have access to all of our essential items.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for all your bravery and selflessness. You guys are really the rocks during this pandemic. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, and thank you to Eli's mom.
Yeah, she works at New York Presbyterian in Brooklyn. And just seeing her in the photos that she sends us every day and the stories that she tells us when she gets home, it gives you a new appreciation for all of the workers out there who are dealing with working during this pandemic. So thank you guys for everything, literally.
Thank you so, so much. I mean, really, what's important is that everyone really just needs to come together by keeping their distance in order to flatten the curve.
Yeah, totally. We love you all. Thank you guys for listening. Tune in next week for our next episode, and it'll be our very first guest, which we're so excited about.
So excited.
One last thing. You can follow us on Instagram at Take a Bow Podcast or Twitter at Take a Bow Podcast. We'll mostly be on our Instagram. And in our bio, you can actually email us to send us any feedback or like guests that you have, like you would like to
even
hear
questions.
About. Yeah, and send your questions and all of that, and we can answer personally, or you can be featured on our podcast. So, yeah,
absolutely.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, everyone. Stay safe.
Yes. Bye, everyone.
Bye, bye.
Oh, and thank you to Nikki Torsha and Cormac Colanon for our awesome intro and outro music. You guys are the best.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.